The purpose of this meditation is to get you comfortable with the realization that there are spirit people around you at all times. Spiritual guides, once having lived in the physical body, have agreed to be of service to those here on earth. While alive, your spirit guides had mastered an aspect of your own life. This is why you have sought out and requested their service during this present lifetime. If you have already established who your spirit guide is, you're ahead of the game. Congratulations! And if you haven't, that's fine too. You'll be meeting him or her today. For the purpose of proper spiritual growth, I highly recommend meeting, interacting with, and fully getting to know this spiritual guide. Build a relationship with this guide, just as you would any other person you have just met. Of course, you knew this person while on the other side and you're simply re-establishing your acquaintance. But by reconnecting and affirming this bond, you build the relationship to one that is strong, lasting, trusting, and endearing. Accept everything you see, hear, and feel as fact. I know that some of what you're going to experience in this meditation may seem a little out there, but just go with the flow. Have faith and know that what you experience in this meditation is also part of your spiritual journey. Breathing in through the nose, imagine the white light from the universe coming into your lungs and collecting at your solar plexus. Upon exhale, imagine all the stress, anxiety, and negativity you have leaving your body to be carried out to the universe, where it can be dissipated and no longer do harm. Take a deep cleansing breath of white light, filling your lungs to their fullest capacity. Then release the breath through your mouth and push all the air out of your body. Put your worries aside and begin to relax your entire body and mind. Feel the tension in your muscles begin to subside. Relax your face. Relax your hips and your buttocks, your upper legs and lower legs. Relax your feet and toes. do a mental scan of your physical body, making sure all parts are fully relaxed and at ease. Now, bring your concentration to the area in the middle of your stomach, at your solar plexus. Imagine the white light moving up and down your body from this point. Imagine the warmth of the energy as it passes through your muscles and organs. Feel the tingling sensations as the light moves down your toes and up your body to the top of your head. Imagine your entire body being engulfed by this white divine light from the inside out. Send up a silent prayer, asking your guides and teachers to come to you to help with the purpose of this meditation. As you focus on your third eye area at your brow, imagine you're in a foggy tunnel. Feel your astral body, your soul body, and begin to walk forward in your mind, not seeing anything but the dense white fog. In the distance, you notice a light up ahead, and you begin to slowly walk toward it. Ahead of you, about 100 yards, you notice a set of glass doors. And through those doors, you can see a brilliant white light. You feel in your heart that this is the light of the universal consciousness. A feeling of peace, calm, protection, and knowledge fills your soul body. With each step closer, you feel more relaxed and at peace. You feel uplifted and somehow connected to this universal energy. As you approach the doors, feel their rich surface and admire their intricate design. As you reach for the doorknob, the doors automatically open, inviting your soul into this realm of enlightenment. As you pass through, you can see an image awaiting you, arms outstretched, as if wanting to greet you with a loving hug. As you get closer to the image, you begin to see their features more clearly. You sense the type of clothes they are wearing, the style of their hair, and any adornments. Finally, standing right in front of this wonderful soul, you can see their face clearly, and you know this is your spirit guide. As you greet your guide, you can feel their energy surrounding you, both spiritually and physically. Ask your guide to give you a physical sign of their presence. Maybe you feel their touch upon your shoulder, or maybe they caress your face or pat your back. Make a mental note of this feeling so you can recognize it when you return to your conscious state. Look at your guide, connecting with the eyes or the heart. And remember, the first thing you think, hear, or feel. Once again, trust what you think, hear, or feel. What era does your spiritual guide appear to come from? Have you been in past lives together? And if so, where and when? Ask what they are here to help you work with in this lifetime. What is their name? Soak up the energy of your spiritual guide. Feeling their loving presence, knowing that they're here in this lifetime to guide you, to help you complete the lessons that you came here to learn. When you have concluded your visit, make sure you thank your guide deeply for their gift of service to you. Thank them for coming here during this meditation to meet with you. And bid them goodbye by hugging them or shaking their hand. And then turn and head back toward the glass doors. Imagine yourself passing through the glass doors and heading back to your meditative space. Back through the tunnel. And imagine seeing your physical body right where you left it. As your soul body steps back inside your physical body. All the visions, sensations, and answers you received merge with your physical brain and are automatically stored in your conscious mind. Taking a deep breath, begin to feel your body become more and more aware of your surroundings. Have a nice long and hard stretch, and then open your eyes. This is Lisa Busan. Namaste.